Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Doesn't it feel better to get the elephant out of the room? There, I said it. That time in the morning, guys, let it rip. 585-252-9800. Our friend Sasha is weighing in first this morning. What's up, Sasha?
What up?
Friends who call instead of texting are just completely unhinged. There, I said it.
Absolutely.
I don't know why, but why don't people just like a phone call once
Absolutely
in a while?
Absolutely not. Couldn't agree. Could not disagree with you more. Phone calls are elite. I feel like there's more opportunity for jokes and conversation. And like, I read people's texts in their voice.
Right.
But it's not the same.
I like a good phone call.
I do too.
I really do.
I really do too. Let's get to someone else here. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My coworker is so engrossed in politics, it consumes her life. All she wants to talk about is politics. Every Facebook post is something political. Spend your time focusing on things that make you happy instead of hostile and miserable all the time. There, I said it. Have a great day. That's from Sarah.
All right, Sarah, thank you. Thanks for waiting.
Someone had to say it. So,
listen, it's one thing to be informed. It's another to be inundated and make politics your entire personality. We get it. We know what's going on.
Moose, if you're ever down to watch true crime docs together, you should let me know. I like me a man who can Netflix and chill, Winky. All right. I hate it here.
So. Nice. Come through. Nice. Who is that?
Do you want their number? Or
who is that?
I don't know. They didn't say.
All right. Well, thanks
it's
for texting in.
For the best.
Thanks for texting in, Robert. Mine for today is who actually enjoys sparkling water at a restaurant? I will never understand it. Why would you want to feel full before dinner? To save money? It is the worst thing you can order is sparkling water. There, I said it. I just don't get it. I understand why.
I don't trust people that are like so like knee deep in LaCroix that they like don't even know what's going on. It's like, what are we doing here?
It's like the individual who will go to a buffet and get soda. They're trying to fill you up so you eat less. Don't fall for it.
We did our kitchen yesterday. Like, we put everything away. We stocked the fridge, did everything. And the entire door of the fridge is just Patrice's Spindrifts. I'm like, all right, can we? She's like, I went to BJ's. I'm like, okay, but like.
She posted a photo of it on her story yesterday.
A place for ketchup. You know, we do need a place.
Yeah, she posted a story. I liked it. I just like how organized she is.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the inside of my refrigerator.
Cute. Donnie's here. He said, people who decorate for Christmas on November 1st, give me the ick. There, I said it. So cringe.
Let's go to Mike. Nobody needs 47-step skincare routines. My wife won't listen to me. I think so many women so badly want to be a dermatologist, but they're not. You're doing more damage than good. There, I said it. Listen, guys, I'm telling you right now, Mike's got a point. You're doing more damage than good. One toner, one serum, you're good to go. One moisturizer, all in one.
The 12-year-old's doing anti-aging skincare routines. I'm like, you're 12, so...
You got enough collagen to last you the next 30 years. You're
all
set.
You won't even have that same layer of skin in like 5 minutes, so relax. Mine for today is this. I don't think that anybody in this entire world is left with one original thought. There, I said it. Why is it that we hear something one time, like the skincare routine, for example, but that's not what exactly was popping into my mind. We hear something one time and we're like, that's Bible. We need to do it. 10,000 steps. You got to get your 10,000 steps. Who says who? Says literally who? Where did this 10,000 steps become? I fear it was pulled from thin air. And they're like, yeah, you got to get 10,000 steps.
No, they've said that. They've done studies. 5 miles a day is good for you.
And if you don't get your 10,000 steps, no. you're not a active member and, you know, healthy member of society. What? Please, give me a break. I'm taking the elevator.
I try to get my 10,000 steps in, and you guys should too. Let's go over to Kara. Can we all stop pretending that oat milk tastes good? It's beige water.
Yeah, true. So true.
I don't think anyone thinks it tastes good. I mean, it's not like they're using it as a replacement for cereal. Maybe you are. It's just a healthier alternative to milk.
Really?
It's not coming from that luscious udder.
Oh,
let's go over to Shane. You don't need to be polite to every employee. If they're bad at their job, then that's on them. There, I said it. Okay, Shane. Well, we know how you treat customer service employees. I will never date a person who owns a Chihuahua. Dogs typically are a reflection of their own, of their owner. And anyone with a Chihuahua is either passive aggressive or insecure. There, I said it. That was wildly specific,
that
Wendy.
That was very specific.
Very specific, yeah.
But you know what they say. These things happen. You know, I think that we do this for people and it's a huge release, but sometimes I just fear that we are maybe could possibly be confused as someone's personal diary. And I don't hate that. I don't. But...
Well, you feel more safe hiding behind a screen. You know what I mean?
Always.
Yeah. Like this guy. If the handicap stall is empty, then it's mine. There, I said it.
I don't disagree. Does that make me a horrible person?
Whatever.
Probably.
Your vision for holiday.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. With the government shutdown still dragging on, today marks day 29, and more local families here in Rochester are feeling that impact, especially when it comes to putting food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So the House of Mercy right here in Rochester is preparing for an increase in people needing assistance. The executive director there, Pam Smith, said the organization was already seeing more visitors due to rising food prices.
Sure.
And now you have this situation on top of it where people are going to stop getting their benefits and food stamps. And the House of Mercy says, you know, they rely heavily on donations to stock its pantry. Currently, the food pantry operates one day a week. But House of Mercy mentioned the possibility of needing to open way more days to meet demand. Guests at the House of Mercy, like Daryl Wilcox, I mean, they're worried about how the potential increase in visitors could affect the food supply.
Right.
He says, we're struggling. We don't really have any place to go except for the House of Mercy. And right now the focus is on a lot of these kids and wondering how they're going to be able to eat. If you are interested in donating to the House of Mercy, because donations right now mean everything, you can drop off contributions at their location. That's at 285 Ormond Street. For food assistance, people in need can call 211. Or you can visit mywayfinder.org or visit Food Link's website, 285 Ormond Street, to help the House of Mercy. I mean, we've been through a lot of tough times in this city. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll get through this one. Huge shout out to all the workers and volunteers at the House of Mercy for helping families through this, though.
Absolutely.
Day 29 of the shutdown. It's crazy. How much longer is this going to take?
I said this last hour, but it's like, I can't believe that the government shut down, but still actively working enough to make changes to take things away from people.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're not open, but you're also fully working to take things away? It doesn't make any sense to me.
If you do have the ability to donate, whatever you think you can do, it's going to help. Coming up on the show, we would love to hear from you, especially if you have a teenager, because what would you do if your teenager shared something deeply personal about your family online without permission? One of our listeners reached out. She's absolutely furious after her 15-year-old posted news about a family tragedy. How do you make a teen understand the weight of sharing something that's so traumatic without destroying your relationship with them? Mm-hmm. Because our listener is saying her son is not grasping what he did. We'll share the full story with you and hear what you guys have to say coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your shot to win Jonas Brother tickets is coming up in less than a half hour, so listen to win. A listener, a.k.a. Mom from Farmington, is asking for a little perspective this morning. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you shared personal information with your teenager or child in private, and then it ended up on Facebook for everyone to see?
My mom can relate to this, but it's not Facebook, it's the radio.
Oh, sure.
Very angry.
Well, you know, I never thought about that. Yeah, we do this all the time.
All the time. My mom's like, I told you that in confidence.
Right. That's what's happening here. Kids have no shame today because the internet is either the best or the worst thing that was ever invented. Mm-hmm. I can't decide. Take a listen to this and then call or text if you want to comment, 585-252-9800. Hello, Moose and Breezy. I would prefer to stay anonymous if you end up reading this on your show.
Okay.
My 15-year-old son.
She's already been blasted online. She doesn't need to be blasted on the radio, too.
Correct. My 15-year-old son has been posting family stuff online, and it's gone way too far. Recently, I had to tell him that his 19-year-old sister suffered a miscarriage. It was devastating for the whole family, especially my daughter, but it was also a very private matter. Somehow, my son decided it was okay to share that news on social media. And now everyone at school knows. My son is friends with family members and close family friends who are not supposed to know that information.
Jeez.
I get that teens want to express themselves online, but it crossed a huge line. My family's private pain is now public. When I found out, I did not sugarcoat it. Grabbed his phone, sat him down, explained how he embarrassed our whole family by exposing what was supposed to be a private matter. I made him remove the post immediately, but I don't think he knows how upset he made his sister or myself. How do you make a teenager understand the weight of sharing someone else's trauma online without completely destroying a relationship with them because he was upset at me? I just feel like he is not grasping the situation. Would love to hear from anyone else on this. Thank you, guys.
Teens online is dangerous. So dangerous for in so many different spheres. There, I mean, we don't, it's only a 4-hour show. We can't really get into all of it. But the first and foremost part about it is putting personal information online, whether that be something like an address or whether that be something like personal family matters and the inner workings. Like,
yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah. And most people, I don't even know how many parents actually think about that. Okay. We're going to have a private sit down meeting. We're going to unload on you here and tell you what's been going on. I don't know if they're thinking, hey, are they going to post this on social media?
Right.
I don't know.
Correct.
I mean, what is the punishment here for a 15-year-old aside from banning them from social media? Because I don't know how many people have ever had their kid share something really personal on Facebook for the whole world to see. But I would imagine you stop trusting them after that.
Right. Because you know what? Like, you want to toe that line with them of keeping them informed and treating them as an adult and as such. But when they kind of violate that privilege, that's when you're like, okay, so now you're back to being a 12-year-old, even though you're 14 or 15 or whatever the case may be. But I'm going to treat you as such because you clearly can't be trusted with this information.
Yeah. Let's get to some of your messages coming in. 585-252-9800 is the number. Phone lines are open. Hey, good morning, guys. I would be furious, too. I think grounding is definitely not enough. I'd make him face the people he exposed the info to and apologize. Mm-hmm. Who would that be? Everyone on Facebook? I mean, or probably, just his sister?
Probably the people he exposed the info of, yeah, I would assume, would be a better option.
Definitely owes his sister an apology.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, though. If this 15-year-old posting this about his sister's miscarriage on Facebook, did this come from a place of worry or concern, or was it just malicious? I don't know.
I know. I would love to see what the post like actually said to get some context on that. Because
right.
It's like, hey, guys, my sister, you'll never
think.
Was it like a gossipy thing, or was it like, because, you know, at that age,
you don't know the tone.
One of the biggest things that kids are looking for is attention, and they'll do that in any way, shape, or form. So taking someone's hurt and heartache and kind of claiming it as your own is a good way to get attention. Of like for example, I know so many people are like witness so many people like when their grandparents pass or something, like they always put their hand on the grandpa's hand with the hospital band.
Yeah, like, yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I don't know if... Okay, that's fine, I guess. This person says, good morning.
Some people like to lay in the coffin with their Grammy.
Nope. Dead ass. Good morning. Different situation. But when I was a young teenager, I posted on Facebook that my family was going to Hawaii. And when we were on vacation, our house actually got robbed and broken into. Lesson learned, do not post those types of things online.
Good morning, guys. Good point. My son posted our family fight on Snapchat once. Sat him down, read him the comments, and I asked him if he wanted strangers knowing every little detail of our lives. Then I took his phone for 2 weeks. He was more upset about losing his phone than the actual comments that were said about us. You can't lecture teens. They only learn when it hits them directly.
Yeah.
Marco says, I just don't even understand kids today. Sharing something like that, that's not a teen phase. That's straight up disrespect. If he is going to apologize to anyone, yeah, it should definitely be his sister. I doubt she wanted the world knowing she lost her baby.
Right. This person says, whenever I tell somebody something, I have a very gossipy family, in parentheses, she writes. I preface it with saying, please do not share with anyone. Unfortunately, that this 15-year-old shared that information that wasn't his to share. But going forward, he needs to understand that please don't share this with anyone means the internet as well.
Yeah, you got to let him know. I mean, you know, and I come from a big Italian family. One of the things we enjoy doing, especially on the holidays, is gossiping about everyone else.
Correct.
We all do it.
Correct.
That's our downtime. But you, I mean, sometimes it ends up on the radio, but you know.
I would say 9 times out of 10. Yeah, I would.
Rachel says, this is so beyond dumb. It's cruel. Kids think it's a joke until they see the damage they've done. I would definitely sit him down and make him explain to everyone how terrible that was. Yeah, you got to be careful. Thank you guys for the messages on this one this morning. And to the mom who messaged in, sorry to hear about the loss of your daughter's child. Mm-hmm. And at 19, that's really tough. But you didn't sugarcoat it. You had a heart-to-heart with your son, and you were definitely pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Most parents aren't. Like, Brian, come on. What did we talk about?
Sweetie. Huh? You know what this is.
Yeah, your daughter's trauma is not content. So he has to understand there are some things you just don't post, period. I would make him write a letter or an apology. Have him read it to the whole family. Then take away his phone and delete his Facebook.
Period.
So he sees there's consequences. That's all.
Point blank.
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages. We're going to take a quick break and do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.